Americans kidnapped in Mexico. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. It happened Friday after they crossed in a vehicle from Brownsville, Texas, into Matamoros.
The four were in a van with North Carolina plates. The gunman dragged one victim into the bed of a white pickup, followed by three additional victims who appear injured or unconscious, who are literally tossed into the bed of the truck like a sack of flour while the traffic maneuvers around them. Now, sources say the van may have inadvertently blown through a cartel checkpoint and was then mistaken for a rival gang. Mexican President Lopez Obrador says the Americans came to Matamoros to buy medicine when the confrontation occurred.
Fox's William Lajeunesse, the White House, calling the attack unacceptable. A second person has died after a crowd stampede at a Glorilla concert in Rochester, New York. People were trampled in a surge toward the exits last night. Rochester Mayor Malik Evans says it appears the sound of a gunshot may have sparked the crowd surge. The police said there was no evidence of shots being fired. The White House says President Biden will lay out his budget proposal Wednesday in Philadelphia, and Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says they're calling on Republicans to do the same.
To be transparent, to lay out exactly what it is that how they want to move forward with the fiscal year.
Last week in Baltimore, the president told the House Democratic Caucus Issues Conference he won't negotiate with Republicans on spending cuts to resolve the debt ceiling. The NTSB continues to investigate Saturday's Norfolk Southern train derailment in Ohio, the second one in the state in 2 months.
The one thing I want to make sure is that at the conclusion of our process, that our recommendations are not ignored.
NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy, last month after the derailment in East Palestine, chemicals were released into the air that have caused health problems for residents. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The intelligence community with growing concerns over Iran.
A senior defense official telling Fox News that, quote, Russia is enabling Iran and providing it with more leverage. This as U.S. and Israeli leaders are concerned about Iran's ability to make a nuclear weapon in a short amount of time. The Pentagon's policy chief telling the House Armed Services Committee last week that Iran could make enough fissile materials for a nuclear bomb in about 12 days, which is down significantly from 2015, when that estimation was about 1 year. The U.S. and allies in the Middle East have ramped up exercises to deal with possible threats. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
The housing and sanitation crisis and earthquake devastated Turkey and Syria is getting worse.
The UN appeal to the world for $1 billion in assistance for survivors is only about 10% funded. Alvaro Rodriguez, the UN representative in Turkey, said without going beyond that amount, they will not be able to meet the humanitarian needs for food, shelter, and water. According to Turkish government data, some 2 million survivors are in temporary housing, about half of them in tents. In some provinces, up to 500,000 people have relocated. Rodriguez says this is an opportunity for the international community to provide the support Turkey deserves.
Fox's Tanya Hansen. The earthquake and aftershocks have killed more than 47,000 people in both countries combined. The World Bank estimates the quake caused more than $34 billion in damages. Greenhouse gas emissions from the way humans consume food could add nearly 1 degree of warming to Earth's climate by 2100. That's according to a study out Monday in Nature Climate Change. Scientists found that most food production emissions that contribute to global warming come from three major sources: meat, dairy, and rice. Meat contributes the most. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.